When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Bo again. So today we're going to talk about Trump making it even harder for down ballot candidates to run, making it even more difficult for candidates in his own party to gather the resources they need to have a successful campaign. Okay, just to recap, Trump has in many ways just taken over when it comes to fundraising. These small donors, they go to him. And then there's, in addition to the donations, there's Bibles and shoes and stock and everything that they should buy to be true Trump supporters and all of that stuff. He has also installed Trump loyalists at the RNC, who have made it clear that the RNC's goal is to elect Trump, that that's what matters. And I believe they said something along the lines of every single penny would go to that. Now, on top of all of this, Trump has issued an unusual, a unique request. He wants a 5% cut from other Republicans if they use his name and likeness in fundraising. He wants money. He wants them to send a minimum of 5% of what they raise to him, which is quite a departure. And it gets even more interesting when you look at the memo, because the memo: any split that is higher than 5% will be seen favorably by the RNC and President Trump's campaign and is routinely reported to the highest levels of leadership within both organizations. In other words, 5%, you know, means I don't send you a cease and desist letter. But if you actually want to be able to, you know, come kiss the ring, you better kick up more than that. This is going to damage his down ballot candidates. Now, the funny part of this to me is that the reason this works is the mindset of conservatives, the mindset of the Republican Party, the mindset of wanting to be ruled, that hierarchical mentality. Let's be clear about something. Trump needs Republican candidates behind him. They don't actually need him. In real life, that's how it works. Now, I understand they've created a political dynamic where everybody defers and bends the knee to Trump. But they don't have to do that. Understand, if all of the members, the Republican members of the House of Representatives, walked out and were like, hey, this guy has led us to loss after loss after loss, and now he's ensuring that we can't win on our own because he wants money, it would have an impact. He would lose his influence very, very quickly. But because the conservative mindset is we need a strong man leader, we need somebody to tell us what to do and obey and all of that stuff, they won't ever consider that. So my guess is that despite the reporting that we did recently talking about how the Democratic candidates are already drastically outraising the Republican candidates in many, many cases, and especially in those that really matter when it comes to control of the Senate, they're now going to be in an even worse position because dear leader demands tribute. In a time when the Republican Party is already having severe fundraising issues, especially with McCarthy gone in the House, this is, it's insult to insult on top of the original injury. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.